You gotta put them on my glasses here.
I don't have it on a hat. I'm not that cocky.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot. You got a lot going on here with over there with the. I saw you were. Well, I won't say ranting, but sort of pointing things out about people need their proper documentation, and somehow it's missing in action.
It's every day, day, and then, no matter how much I rant, I feel like a whiner lately. But no matter they don't get it. I mean, it's like
disqualify them. You go to the back of the line. What do you think of that?
That would be everybody. That would be a hell of a back of a line. Then.
I'm sorry. You'd probably have to truck them over from the restaurant across the street.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably 70% of the people that come in for inspections.
Are you kidding? Really?
Do not have paperwork.
Got the sign right there on jersey and everybody. Yeah. I always have it right there. Registration, proof of insurance, and that's it.
I have a note over top my night drop box that says, please have current registration and insurance card.
No. Yeah.
People come in face to face. I need your registration insurance card. And they're like, what do I need that for? Like, how long have you been driving?
These
people my age.
I always have it because I'm always the one that gets stopped.
Mm-hmm.
There's a headlight out, they stop you. They get stolen, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, proof of insurance, and I always have that thing in the...
It's fine to have the insurance on the... It's fine to have both on your phone.
Yeah.
In case you get pulled over. You don't have to keep it in the car because I understand that, people used to steal registrations and stuff out of cars.
Yes, they did.
But that's kind of fell by the wayside, with the advent of the internet and stuff.
Yeah,
So that's kind of like gone. But when you come in for a PA state inspection, you got to have at least a registration, paper copy registration.
Yeah, you can't document. Once that's over, you're helpless after that, right?
Right. Yeah, so if you don't want to keep it in your car, put it in a wallet or whatever.
Yeah,
Yeah, but when you come in for inspection, you have to have a paper registration. It's not my rule. It's the state's rule. I can't run because we have to use the barcode to scan for the emissions test. And the barcode is on that card. Yeah. I mean, I can enter it manually, but you should have it. So, bottom line, you should have it.
I'm waiting for the day where a guy steals a car and then goes through inspection. I'm waiting for those days.
They may have. They don't tell me about it.
No. Yeah, I'm,
Hey, this is my stolen car. Can you please inspect this? Make sure it's good before I finish taking it?
Good to me, and the emissions look good. I don't know. Oh, my God. Hey, anybody's got a pointer to make if they could do it right now. 215-949-3232. 215-949-3232.
Yeah, they...
brought a stolen car in and failed. Oh, come on.
Yeah, failed. You need tires.
Yeah.
And if they bought tires, wait a minute, I'll be back. I'm going to go steal some tires.
Yes.
I'll be back.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That might have happened in Trenton.
You'd be an accessory.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Keep the key on accessory.
Need a lawyer.
Okay. So we got that going on. I even come into in the morning and people email it to me, which is fine too. I mean, I said something about it, but it's like the only reason I said something about it is you should have it.
Yeah.
You don't need to just rely on me. You should be relying on yourself.
I rely on
myself.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I think everybody's become to this just everything on my phone stuff, and then you lose your phone or you misplace it or you forget it.
Yeah.
I always just have the documents right there, and they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Fold
it up, put it in your glove box, put it in somewhere.
And then when those lights come on, boy, everybody gets scrambling and everything else, but I know where everything is.
And if you have a disgusting car, don't leave it on the floor because I will not get it.
There you go.
I've had that before. I had a car where I opened a door and I thought a rat came out.
Oh, the top 10 list of what Fred will not do.
Yeah.
It's coming up
here. Worse is a snake. I've had that too.
A snake?
Yeah. I was going to put a heater core in a guy's car. This was years ago over in Trenton. And he goes, I lost my snake in the car. If you find it when you do the heater core, save it for me. I'm like, no. Take it back out of here.
They used to use that.
Go somewhere else.
They used to call it a snake. Try to open the... to open the locked cars.
No, this was a real snake.
This is a real one.
Yeah, this was like a python or whatever. Yeah. I don't even know. They're all the same. They're all nowhere near me.
Was the car a Cobra?
No. And it was disgusting in there, too. No. So the snake was probably feeding off the rats that was feeding off the garbage in the back of that car.
Yeah. So. It used to be newspapers. It used to be piled up in the back, too. Yeah,
I used to have a guy that used to keep old beer cans in there, which is... you know, back in the 80s, and then they changed the laws for, like, you get a fine for each beer can. I'm like, yeah, Frank, you got, like, $2 million of fines in here.
Yes, that's right.
You got, like, 3,600 beer cans in your back seat.
The guy used to accumulate library fines before graduating high school, right? You couldn't get your diploma until you cleared all that up.
So yeah. There's been some disgusting cars. I had one where it was so bad that there was little trees growing off the floor.
Oh, man. Off the carpet. What is going on here?
Yeah,
you ever get one, somebody comes in, they got all the paperwork, they got everything right there, and you sail them right through, and you don't know what to do with yourself?
Did something just work
for me, or what?
Something just went right? Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Nah, that happens. It happens.
No? Okay. So, any more? Okay.
But, not as much as I'd like it to happen, but it happens.
Yeah, right. But it's always a few. I mean,
and I know it's the business. I'm going to get a few, so I'm just kind of like...
You're almost prepared. You're almost prepared to have two or three that are going to, you know, are going to foul you up for the
two
time.
Two or three a day.
Are they made by appointment, Fred?
Huh?
Are they made by appointment?
Yeah, everything's by appointment over by me, and unless it's an emergency, like you break down or something like that. But then you get in there, and I try to work it in as fast as I can, but, it's still, I have to put you on the schedule.
Yeah.
But if it's a AAA tow-in or if it's any kind of tow-in, I will try to accommodate and get you in. So, yeah. I mean, like, I'm having one towed in now. They're going to need a battery. Yeah. So we'll just make a point of, when I get back, I'll throw a battery in that customer's car, and they'll be back on the road.
Yeah, now they have in Jersey have every other year now, so they put it on a 2-year thing. So
they don't even really check anything over there. It's just
not anymore.
Really, scary.
I just remember the old days, man. You had to fight tooth and nail, and you sat in the car, and they didn't like your alignment. They could fail you. They were bound to fail you.
Now they went the other way. I mean, you can have a wheel hanging off, and it won't fail.
Yeah.
So I always say this, that Pennsylvania does have the best inspection process in the country. Mm-hmm. The downside is, you know, being it's that extensive, some guys bastardize it and try to, you know, screw the customer. Here's another side thing. Somebody said that it was on Facebook last night. Somebody was looking for a mechanic, and they said that Fletcher's is good, but they got super expensive. Well, I'm like, what Fletcher are you talking about?
Al Fletcher. He's down there.
So it's like, their expenses, their inspections have got expensive. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I said, I have not changed the prices since 2001. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's been $85. Well, no, it was $68. The only thing that went up was stickers. And that's all in Pennsylvania, because I don't make money on stickers. They went from $2 to $5 to $7, $8. Now they're $11.
Yeah.
Or $9, and then $11. So now they're $11. I charge $11. The state charges me $11. Mm. So that's the only thing that went up on my inspection since 2001. That's 25 years.
That's right.
So
you heard it here last. Remember that.
That's what I said. And most of the time, I try to keep my labor rate where it is all the time. Things have gone up on me. I've tried to absorb it as best I can. Parts is parts. I shop parts because parts have gone up a lot.
Right.
More than I'd really like to say. But that's out of my control. And the only thing I can control is to shop and get the quality part for the best price. And I do on every single car. I will not buy garbage. Some people say, I can get this over at this XYZ place for $40 less. I said, go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
get two while you're there, because you're going to need it.
They rule and regulation you to death. And then after a while, they've just had enough. And over in Jersey, it was they would fail you, and then you had to go to a prescribed shop that you may not even know. So Sonny Corleone, they're working your car for strangers. You know, you're risking your car for strangers.
Well,
you know, but
when
that's
I was
what they
Jersey.
Were trying to do that. And
there was some collusion.
You said it on your show. Said they have no right to do that.
Yeah, they can't tell you where to take your car.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm not telling you where to take your car, but bring it to me.
Yeah, I did anyway.
It was sad. In New Jersey, I was a re-inspection station, because they had...
Yeah.
You couldn't just go back then. Yeah. You couldn't just go to a shop and get inspected. You had to go to the place, whether it was Baker's Basin or Lumberton or whatever. Yeah. and whether you failed or not, or, you know, bring it to us. We do the repairs. Then I can re-inspect it. Mm. This was in Jersey back in the late 90s.
Late, so no, I remember those days.
How it changed, I'm not sure.
The collusion, everybody got fed up with it in an election year, too. Just moving everybody around and just onerous stuff, and people had enough.
Yeah, I can speak for Baker's Basin, yeah, and some guys that up there that got in trouble for prescribing, like, their brother-in-law's shops or whatever.
Yeah.
My cousin's next-door neighbor's got a shop.
Right.
It over there.
Yeah, Yeah, and you normally, it takes out your mechanic that you use, mm-hmm, to go somewhere else. May, right, not be on the list.
Yeah, it might not be, you know, kosher.
Exactly. So, there you go.
But, Pennsylvania still has the best, as long as guys don't ruin it. I price myself.
I think it's fair.
It's the safest. I mean, we're pulling wheels, we're measuring brake pads, we're measuring tires, we're making sure they're good. I go by the letter of the law.
Yeah.
I had one come in last week where somebody, they were at another shop, and they told them they need tires and all. And their tires were at 630 seconds, which is just below halfway. I'm like, you probably don't need tires for another year or so.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, and they just failed it for tread, not for anything else.
Yeah.
So, the letter of the law for tire tread is 230 seconds tread depth across two treads. So, if it's that or anything more than that, I'm going to pass you. But I will recommend them to you. Yeah. But I legally cannot fail you for them. And I will not tell you that you're going to fail. I can just say, look, there's the legal tread depth, and there's the actual logical tread depth.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 430 seconds is the last logical tread depth that I would go, because there's nothing logical in the government.
Yeah.
So you have to go by the logical.
Yeah.
So, I don't go around failing people for, you know.
Yeah, you're
if
not.
If you got 330 seconds of a brake pad left, and that too is also 230 seconds for a bonded brake pad.
Yeah.
So I will say, I will say, you're at 330 seconds. I'm not failing you, but you're going to need brakes.
You're on the line.
So it's up to you. Do you want me to do them now? You want me to do them later? Yeah.
Pay me now. Pay me later.
Yeah, like one? The Fram guy.
Yeah. Yeah. was that what the Fram
was? Yeah, Fram. Yeah, pay me now.
Filters, pay me later. Yeah. Yeah, but you're, I think it's more than fair. You're okay, but you're really not okay.
Right.
That's kind of where you are.
I see where, you know, there's specials all the time. Yeah, $20 state inspections or free state inspection with emissions test.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I figured out how much it costs for me to pay for my overhead. I'm not making a lot of money on an inspection. I don't need to.
Yeah.
To cover the cost of everything, and it comes to right now $85.75. That's tax, everything, sticker. That's me not losing money. If you go, anybody that's going to less than that, I think, and I shouldn't accuse anybody, but if you're not going to go into a shop with a $1 state inspection and knock it out of there unscathed, it's not good for the shop.
No, it's not. So, it's wasting their time.
Yeah, I don't play all those discounts, and I have a AAA discount, but I don't play all those specials and, you know, and get you in this week. This week, oil changes, $49.95, regularly $69.
Get them while they're hot.
Yeah, $69.95. I just leave it there. I don't want to hassle. I'll give you value for your price. That's it.
Have there ever been service stations that just don't do inspections, that have no interest in whatsoever? They have to do it?
No, they don't have to do it. I'm sure there are some out there.
Yeah.
Before I got certified, I would have a customer come in. This is back in 2001, before I got my own license and equipment. I had friends over here. Yeah. And I would say, Kevin, can you do this inspection for my customer for me?
Yeah.
And I would drop it off at his place. He'd do it, tell me what it needed or what it didn't need, and then give it back to me.
Gotcha.
But then I got my own certifications within 6 months.
Right.
But when I first got here from New Jersey, that's what I did.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any shops that don't do inspections,
yeah,
because it is a big part of the business, itself, not just the inspection business, but the business.
Yeah, but we always had, even the guy downtown where I grew up, everybody, wasn't that a lot less onerous, I think, and it was easier, and everybody was more compliant, everything was, They were more...
Less militant.
Yes, right, yeah. Or they expected more of themselves when they got there.
In their defense, it was...
Yeah.
Everything is relative.
Yeah.
What seemed really hard back in my dad's day.
Yeah.
You know, with the points and condensers and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you could... Yeah.
And, you know, people just didn't... You know, it was new technology then, back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
I got into it in the late 70s, 80s, and things were changing. And... Got a lot of the guys, you know,
EPA stuff.
Like my dad, he got out of it. A lot of the guys that he worked with got out of it because they didn't follow the path of the technology. So I picked it up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was me. You know, my dad was fortunate that he had me. I always tell him that. So
dad's a little exemption.
So. But, yeah, nowadays, and I'm at that point now, I'm in my 60s, it's like I'm getting tired, and the technology changes. It used to be maybe get 5 to 6 years out of a certain technology, and then it would morph into something else.
Yeah.
Now it's like within months. You know, I constantly have to, like, I come in the morning, and I turn my computer on, and I watch tutorials on stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't even like cars that much.
Yeah.
then I'm there 12 hours a day looking at tutorials.
You do it at your leisure, but whatever. But when you have to do it for a living, it's not so much fun.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, I have to constantly brief my guys, like, yo, go on this website and check this stuff out, you know, because we're going to need this equipment, or do we need this equipment? You guys tell me, because you guys are in your 30s and 40s. You tell me now.
Well, there's just more. They just put more in there to more stuff that you have to be accountable for. And maybe they should drop a few things. And, you know,
I think they really should. At least they're doing away with the stop-start thing. That was a ridiculous.
Somebody was drunk.
That was a government mandated thing that they'd come up with to supposedly save gas.
Yeah.
But it didn't work, and it caused a whole lot of more problems with breakdowns and starter issues and ignition switch issues and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm still in it for the long haul. But it's just it's hard to. I'm at the point where my dad was back in the 80s when it was starting to, like, electronic ignition was starting to get really complex. The fuel injection was getting really complex, and never, Dad. I mean, he's probably listening. Never say
never.
It changed. I'm not saying he got dumber. Because that's not the case.
Yeah.
It just changed. Now, I feel like I'm getting dumber because I can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm losing my mojo. But that's what the young guys are for.
Yeah. But sometimes it doesn't make sense, and you know it's not.
That's true.
It doesn't. It, you know, mm-hmm. you say, why this makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, stop-start system was one. I'd be like, the first time it came in, I'm like, there's something wrong with this car.
Somebody who knows something about cars should be on some kind of panel that could tell you that, right?
Yeah, engineers hate mechanics.
Yeah. Not if they get stranded, they don't.
Let an engineer work on a car, and then they'll change their ways.
Yeah.
I always said that, especially with Ford.
I always keep a slide rule in the back there just in case. You never know.
Some of the places where they put starters down inside the engines where you have to take the engine apart to get
the
drunk, starter.
Drunk driving and creation.
Well, I used to say back in the 60s, the college kids that went to school back in the 60s did so much acid.
Yeah.
And the cars in the 70s were culminations of their bad acid trips.
Yeah. So. Battery acid. They were trying that too.
So, but...
Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah, but now it changes a lot, and it's hard to keep up with. But I'm doing what I can, and the guys are really doing a good job of staying up on it and staying.
I always found like the government cars that come in for service, and they were the worst. I mean,
because
you don't really own them. You just don't treat them. You don't something you don't own rather than you rent. You treat it totally different.
Yeah, I used to have the fleet of Trenton Water Company. Oh my God, Trenton Water Works.
Yeah, just
their trucks. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I dropped that account.
Yeah.
Another one was General Foods, Sales Forces.
Really?
They put a lot of miles on their cars.
Yeah.
And
reps going to supermarkets. Yeah.
And some of them were gross, but most of them were just they had so many miles on them. And the General Foods, if you tell them that this car needs a timing belt because you got 120,000 miles in 3 years. They'd be like, oh, we'll just get another car. And so the fleet was kind of wasting my time.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to keep them if I was just getting oil changes.
Yeah, well, they also had unlimited budgets. If you were constrained by that, you would have make it go a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always an end game there, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are we making common sense for? Nobody's going to listen to us.
As I said, it all starts with those acid-tripping engineers.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. They put the high in high octane.
That's exactly right.
215-949-3232 with America's Mechanic, trying to make sense of this world and crazy world of car repair.
It's not all doom and gloom. It's just there's a lot of stuff that I feel is unnecessary, and hopefully it gets changed.
Well, you pride yourself on being efficient, and you preach that to the people that are working with you. And there's always a roadblock for some reason that keeps you from doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, in some reasons, when some things come in. With the technology that's in there, some of it's easier, some of it's more complex to diagnose.
Yeah,
I look at some of these tutorials, and I'm on a chain with guys, technicians across the country, and one guy's in Utah, one guy's in Jacksonville, Florida. we swap stories back and forth. Like, I have a problem with this car. What do you think it is? And they're like, oh, yeah, I had that once. So we do that.
Yeah, that's good.
It used to be local, but now, we don't get that anymore because nobody talks to each other.
Yeah.
But, we do have this. There is a nice little association of technicians out there that...
Kicking it around there?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and some of the stuff that they've run into and they're hitting me with is like, wow, I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I guess that's what they get when I say something to them. Like,
yeah.
But and some of them are a lot more technical than I am. They're younger. And then they get more into, engines and stuff like that. And they're telling me some of these fuel injection things that are going on. And it's like, wow, this is really bad. And they're like, yeah, this is horrible. And
I can't imagine Fletcher's in Salt Lake City, though. I can't...
This heat's bad enough right now, but Salt Lake City, it's all right. I'll pass on that. It's a little too flat, a little too sandy, a little too salty.
Yeah. And a lot of, a lot of miles and miles and miles and miles out there.
I need some trees in my life.
You do.
So.
Yeah. And you got a little city. We're used to the city kind of thing.
Need a little beach, but I need some trees too.
So. You do.
North Carolina, here I come.
That's right. The Fletcher's Outer Banks.
That's it.
The addition will be...
When I'm done and I'm not... If I'm down there, there's not... I got a job waiting for me driving jet skis.
There you go. You got the James Brown update or anything like that?
Nothing going on. I haven't heard from them. I sent them a few things to put on my YouTube channel, and I haven't heard anything else. They put them on there, but I haven't heard anything else.
Everything was rolling for when you went down there, and then all of a sudden everything looked like it was going to be...
Well, speaking of trees, Well, they got wiped out in that one storm, so they haven't really recovered.
Yeah.
They did have a party for... a get-together at the Masters in April.
Yeah, that's right
there. That's the last time I heard from any of them.
Yeah. So, you were rolling there for a while with them.
They'll probably get rolling. They'll probably sidetracked. I mean, they do so much internationally. I'm not, it's...
You're just waiting. You're on the waiting list.
Maybe they're doing Prince's Estate right now. I know they were working on it.
How about that little red Corvette you got to work on?
Well, that was Jerry Lee Lewis's. That's all settled now.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go down there and look at his cars, and I haven't got there either, so I'm sure something will come up.
Yeah, I know.
But they've been pushing my YouTube channel pretty good.
Nice.
I have, probably about 12,000 subscribers now, so.
And you don't do an on-air repair right there in front of everybody, too.
No. We talk about what's going on. We do some spec. My last one I did, was with Jen on tires. And
I saw that.
Jen got really in-depth with her education on tires, so it was really good. It was a good one.
I saw some of that. You realize what tires look like. That's it's a
lot more than that. There's a lot of science in tires. People say, how much is a tire? I'm like, I have to look and see what you have. And they're like, no, just a cheap tire. I'm like, no. It doesn't work.
We're not going to the junkyard anymore.
No.
We're not doing that.
People ask me all the time, I can't afford a new tire. I need a used tire. I said, I'm sorry, I don't sell used tires. One's a liability. Two, if you want to go to a junkyard, go ahead.
Yeah.
But I'm not selling. My used tires are junk.
Yeah. Well, when tires and everything else, you change your philosophy if you have kids. yeah. and they're driving your car, and you make sure that they're as safe as possible. I don't have to sit there and haggle about mm-hmm. price or anything, but that's something that's personal like that. You have to think that way.
Yeah, I mean, and some people come in, they're like, well, I saw these tires for $54 a piece. I'm like, go ahead and get them, but I'm not putting them on. And they're like, why? I said, well, the compound is bad for the design of your car.
Yeah.
And a lot of the cheaper tires have a plastic compound in there, and it's not so much rubber.
Yeah.
It's a mix where, you know, the tires that I sell and maybe the step below what I sell is as far as I'll go.
Yeah.
Because anything below that is bad compound tire, will not push water the way it should, will not hold traction, will not wear. Yeah. And they'll be slippery on the road. Some of these plastic-based tires are really bad in the rain.
Yeah.
And you got to watch it because it's a hard compound.
My tires are Samantha-proof, and I can prove it. Yeah. Some people
good luck with that.
Man, oh, man. I think you had two or three stock just to wait to the last nail she ran over. But it goes that way in streaks. You seem like you get unlucky.
Yeah.
More than a few times.
I've been seeing a lot of nails lately. I've changed more screws. Changed tires, but I've also repaired tires more in the last 5 years than I have in 35 years before, combined.
Where's the cutoff? If you get a nail in there and you say, no, this is no good anymore, or, yeah, I can just patch that and we're okay.
I've seen a couple of those come in the last week.
A couple of inner tubes in there?
Not even inner tubes anymore. It's almost impossible to use an inner tube anymore.
Something goes wrong,
I have a limit. Some guys push it a little bit. There's you have that flat spot across the flat of the tread of the tire, and sometimes the guys will plug them on the side of that tread. I will not because that's the end of the steel belt. I usually say 3/4 of an inch to an inch in off the side.
Yeah, that's a gamble. That's a gamble.
I'll do that, but who wants to go any further than out? Because what happens there is if you got a screw in or a nail in there on the edge of that steel belt, and then you go to plug it, you can hit the edge of the steel belt, and that'll start the steel belt to separate.
Yeah.
Where if it's in the center of the steel belt, it's less likely because you have steel all around.
So you're on borrowed time.
But if you're on the edge... Yeah. If you're on the edge of the steel belt, it's more susceptible to separating and blowing your tire.
I just rather get a new one, be done with it, and stop the games.
And on anything on the sidewall, there's no steel belt. There's no structural integrity on the side of that. So if you plug that, it's not going to hold it. It's just going to tear that sidewall apart.
You might save yourself a Keystone AAA membership there. AAA. One less stop they have to make. I always look at percentages.
I've been noticing that, too. A lot of people are dropping their AAA memberships.
Really?
Which is a mistake.
Mine went only up $11.
Yeah, so that's enough to make people move, I guess.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm
getting more and more calls of people that I have in my database that we're AAA, and I'll say, like just before I got here, the customer with the battery, I said, well, call AAA and have them come out, jump it, or put the battery in.
Put a new one in.
Either that, or, have them jump it and bring it up there, and I'll test it. They're like, well, we dropped AAA because it was getting too expensive. I'm like, okay, that was, that's up to you, but now you're just going to spend $95 on a tow, so where are you at?
Now you have certain amount of freebies that you get to tow, but if you get less than you thought you were going to get, then that's great.
It's an added insurance policy. If you never use it, okay, you save the money. But chances are you're going to use it. It's a car.
Definitely.
It's a car. It's a machine. It's going to break down.
Yeah, you're going to be in the middle of nowhere, and there's going to be somebody that can get to you.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I've seen a lot of them, and I feel for them, but it's not up to me to make sure you have AAA.
Yeah, I know. Everybody trying to beat the system, and you wind up losing.
Because I've had people say, I used to have AAA. Can you still honor my discounts? No, you're not a member.
That's right. Hey, it's like, do you think I would sell you home insurance when your roof is burning?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't work that way. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well.
It's,